Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome back to the Challenge Podcast, everybody. Now, this is a very exciting episode. I'm Coach Nick, and I am here with one of our May finalists, Hayley Jensen. How are you going, Hayley?
Thanks so much for having me, Coach Nick. I'm feeling very honoured to be on this podcast. I listen to it every week on my walks, and so it's really nice to. I'm just feeling a bit starstruck here.
Funny, me too. It's so good to see you and chat to you. And you won't be able to listen to this one on your walk, though. You'll have to skip it because I don't know about you, but I can't listen to myself.
So. Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I can't. I struggle big time listening back to myself. But anyway, so it's lovely to be part of it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for coming. So why don't you just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, tell us what you do for work, how you got involved in the challenge, just everything.
Yeah, no worries. So I am, I'm 38, I'm happily married, no kids. I live in the heart of Sydney and, yeah, we love living here. I'm a professional singer for my job, songwriter, recording, performing artist when we can perform outside of lockdowns and all that sort of thing. And I also run a artist development coaching business on the side. And, yeah, had a few little stints on the telly, on The Voice and Australian Idol and a few things over the years. So, yeah, love what I do and it's lovely to be able to do what I love. I'm really passionate about for a job, which I'm sure you are very familiar with that feeling as well.
Yeah, it's sort of that feeling where it's never really work, but then sometimes you have to remind yourself to switch off, but it's still so much fun that you just think, wait a minute, other people do this stuff and they don't like it? What?
Yeah. Yes.
I remember watching you on, it was either Idol or The Voice, I can't remember which one, but do you remember, you'll remember because it's you, but do you remember singing Songbird?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did an Eva Cassidy version of Songbird on Australian Idol a few years ago now.
Yes. Okay. Because my husband and I had that at our wedding and I do believe it was probably inspired by you singing it.
Oh, so, my gosh, that is so special.
I know, right? So isn't that epic? So
gorgeous. Thank you.
I know. When I saw that you'd signed up, I was excited because I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. There's a bit of a connection here. And then when I saw how involved you were becoming with the challenge, I was just excited on a whole other level. So tell me a bit about where you started with the challenge, how come you got involved with it. Yeah, just that, we'll go with that.
Yeah, look, I think being somebody that is, I guess, in the public eye, I'm on stage all the time and people come and take photos of you and you don't always get that chance to kind of vet what those photos look like. It's nice when you do, and I guess I'd just sort of gotten to a point where everything that I was trying was kind of a bit quick fix, really just killing myself at the gym and not seeing the results that I wanted to with double HIIT classes. And I felt like I was punishing my body almost for not doing what I wanted. And then on the weekends, we were out having dinners and drinking lots. And then I'd wonder why things weren't shifting. And it was just that I think a lot of people fall into that. It's like you're rewarding yourself for trying so hard during the week and then you ruin it, you're sabotaging all your results. And I really felt like it was oozing over into, you know, it wasn't just impacting me as a person, it was oozing over into my work. And when I was planning my tour and thinking about all the things, the lovely things that I'd like to wear on stage and the photo shoots and the videos and just thinking, I am going to look back and I'm going to hate what I see. And it's just going to be horrible because people are going to be looking at me going, wow, look at this. It's so great what you're doing. And on the inside, I'm going to be going, yeah, but I could have done better. And I don't feel like it's the best that I could have done. Oh. And I hate that, living with regret thought. So, and people will go, oh, that's crazy. You were fine. And yeah, it's very easy to throw on a nice loose jacket and concentrate on the nice parts of your body that you like. Do your hair nice and big and your eyes big and try to disguise it. And, you know, I get very good at walking onto a stage and putting on a different hat in a sense, like, oh, this is my stage personality that's full of confidence and got not a worry in the world. But I know for me that when I step off that stage, I'm so self-conscious about the way that I look and the way that I feel inside. And I just know that I wasn't doing the right things for myself. I wasn't doing myself any justice, and I was sabotaging all of my hard work to have this career that I wanted and this vision that I have for my life. And then on the other hand, I was just hacking away at, like, sabotaging it on the other side. So, and looks aren't everything. It's stamina on stage and all that sort of stuff as well. That just, I knew that I wasn't where I needed to be.
I mean, you make a good point with absolutely everything. The general fitness of being on stage, absolutely no doubt. When you get the chance to rock it back out there, you'll go, wait a minute, hang on a minute, I could do another hour. You know, you won't be puffed out and you won't be sweaty. So that's all good. But the thing is, I can 100% relate to what you've just said about when you're in the public eye, you want to look good. People might say all the time, yeah, you can do your hair big, you can do your eyes big, you can look good. But if you're not feeling it inside, the authenticity sort of doesn't, I don't know, you're covering something up with the other stuff that's going on with you. So therefore, you don't get to present your true self. I don't know if
that's right. Yeah, you don't present your true self, and you can't actually appreciate how great some of those great things are, because it's tainted with this kind of, yeah, you got away with it this time. Yeah, oh, gee, you fooled them again, didn't you? It's like that. That's literally like,
do you go, oh my God, they're going to figure me out straight away. They're going to work out that I'm not meant to be doing this.
It's like, oh, they all think that I'm this perfect person that gets up and sings and has all these stories. And it's like, has kind of got them in song and worked it out. And it's like, yeah. No, I'm just a human as well, and that's my way of expressing a lot of the time the things that are going on inside. But there's something really special about stepping onto a stage and have it, and really feeling like you are 100% present there yourself, rather than trying to, as I say, put on a hat, put on a show, put on a different hat and be like, oh yes, this is the singing, dancing me, and then the real me is over here crying in the corner because I've just stuffed up again.
You're so, being so creative, you'd be very sensitive to the world. And sometimes people that are sensitive to the world, it's like you want armor. And part of it is sort of having that extra layer, which is just armor of protection, because I guess you're so receptive and you write your creative songs and things like that. But that also comes with, you can get hurt and people can be yucky to you and that kind of thing. So I guess that would also be
such a great point you just brought up. And I think for many, many years, that's kind of part of why it's sort of fluctuated and gone up. My weight and my kind of sense of self-worth and all that sort of stuff has fluctuated, because it is a bit like that. We do kind of try to build these walls around us, and whether it's wearing baggy clothes and pulling your sleeves down and whatever, or I guess finding those ways to kind of deal with that extra energy or emotion. Yeah, it's...
Well, it's just, it comes with being sensitive, and it also comes with, I guess, being in a way a spokesperson for people's feelings, or an advocate. As a singer-songwriter, you know, you're an advocate for people's feelings. You try and put them out there. And I'm similar, as somebody who loves to especially help women, you really sometimes take it all on and then go, oh, hang on a minute. And you can internalize it a lot, and it can go either way. You can go to the point where you punish your body the other way. So it's a very dicey line. We have to be very responsible. We're very responsible humans now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with your new power, because you actually came, tell us where you came in the challenge this time.
Ah, I came 3,000
people.
First runner up. I can't believe it. I can't.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, when I look at the photos at the end, I literally am still looking at it going, oh, you did that? You did that? Oh my God, you did that. Just one day at a time, and you did that. And I think I tried to take the photos most week, but I think I stopped at around week 8 because I was starting to look and be like, nothing's really changing. I was really happy with where I sort of got to at that point, but then I was like, now I really want to rev it up. But then I was a couple of weeks, I was thinking, oh, nothing's really moving. I'm just going to stop. And then at the end, when I took the photos and I went, that's me. Oh my God, that's me. Like, literally, you look at yourself in the mirror every day, but it's like, I really just felt, I woke up the morning that I did the photos and I just felt like I had this new lease on life. And I felt like I'd found this secret. And it was like, I need to tell everyone about this secret.
That's why probably you started your other Instagram page, which is, what's the Instagram handle of this special page with all your
things? Yeah, my page for my Maxine's journey is Hales Maxine's Journey. So it's a little, Hales is kind of my nickname, Hayley. Yeah. But yeah, Hales Maxine's Journey. So yeah, I love to just put, and it's partly, a big part of it is keeping myself accountable as well. Like, I think you'll never be able to forget what you did. You can look, and if you ever run out of inspiration, just scroll back a bit and you'll find something. Oh, I forgot I made that, or I forgot about that little recipe, or yeah, it was raining that day and you still went out. So get out there again and get those steps in. So
being a bit of a visual diary, I think when you look back and you go, oh, I can't believe I did this, I can't believe I did that. And it's such a great way to be able to share everything, but also just to keep yourself accountable, like you said.
Yeah.
I was particularly impressed with your efforts when the lockdown happened and things like that. It was just like, okay, I'm going to get out there, do my steps. I'm going to eat well. I don't know if you had access to any gym equipment. So what was the deal? What's the go with you?
I don't have anything at home. I literally had these little, the booty bands my mum had bought me for Christmas like 3 years ago that are, thanks, mum, shoved in the cupboard, you know. Thanks, mum, for that. No, really supportive family and group around me. But obviously, I think, saw them online and they'd be the greatest thing. Oh, so literally I had these booty bands and I knew what was kind of within my control and a lot wasn't. And the lockdown had a huge impact on my professional life as well, that I was meant to be going out on tour and releasing an album and all this stuff that I'd started the challenge to be looking good when I went on the tour, thinking, oh, I can look good on the tour, I'll be right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that was ripped out from underneath me. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is something that's given you focus. It's been a positive thing. Just knuckle down and focus on it. And that's ultimately the results that I'd seen along the way, how much better I'd felt inside, just going for those walks every day, taking that time for myself where I'd listen to a podcast. I hear you talk about it all the time. Just do those things together that you think, I never get the chance to read, or I really want to learn something new. Just do it all. I get up in the morning, grab my coffee, get out there, listen to a podcast. When that's finished, I stop, do a bit of meditation in the morning sun or journaling or something that I just would never have given myself the time of. I just would have gone, oh, just get on with the things that you have to get on with in your life. But those things, that self-reflection and time to just be present and focus on your own yourself rather than what you're going to do for others or present to the world. It's like, no, hang on, we'll come back to who you are as a person. Those things just made me so much and are continuing to make me so much stronger and a better person. I think that I can be a better person with what I do in my job, and I can be a better wife and a better friend and all that stuff, because focusing on, you know, who I am and rather than, yeah, just putting on a show in a sense. Yeah.
You've gotten to the true essence of yourself, which is like, it gives me shivers to hear, because I love that, because there's no stopping you now. Like, this is just the beginning. And also with your creativity, with your writing, with everything, now it's like everything's free. Like, you're all freed up.
And yes, it does feel like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, but it really does. Yeah. And
that body, like, just to, I think when you shift that energy in your body, so much more comes in, I think.
It's just, yeah, you let go. Yeah. You
bring other stuff in.
That's it. You make that space for these things to be. And I always feel positivity breeds positivity. It always seems like something good happens and then something good happens again. You know, you get on these rolls, and sometimes it's not always that way. And actually, when it's not, these routines and things that you build in are the things that get you through. So when things do go pear-shaped and your whole life does get put on hold that you've been working for 2 years and spent I don't know, won't even want to talk about how much money on trying to make happen and and all of your waking and sleeping and energy has gone into. When that does, it's crazy because that would have been such a spiral moment for me in the past. I would have been like, right, I'm getting the wine out and let's order takeaway and just I'm going to eat what I want because I can't get what I want.
Because, I mean, that's often a coping mechanism that we've been taught, and also it's our way to interact and socialize with others and all sorts of stuff. So it's not even about that. It's about our idea of relaxation, but now you've brought some different habits in
to
facilitate different growth in different areas. I mean, we all love some wine, but
I won't deny that, but like I think it's time and place and putting it's like getting to that point. And I've had trainers over the years say to me, just get to the point where you feel comfortable with yourself, and then you can have the glass of wine on the weekend. You don't have to have the whole bottle, Hayley, or two, okay, but you can have but just get there first and then think about that rather than wanting to treat yourself every moment. For me now, it's weird. I was thinking about it just in preparing for this. It's like I used to want to treat myself for doing good things with things that would then sabotage what I'd done, like good. So now it's weird because I think I go out for a walk and I come back and I feel like I've treated myself doing something that's actually helping me get somewhere rather than going and just completely, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing a good HIIT session, but like back to back, day after day, just to try to get somewhere and it feels like punishment.
I think the problem with that is that there are a few things, but it actually makes you so hungry to do back to back to back. That's one of the big problems. You can actually probably get fairly fit doing it, but the problem is you will always overeat because it makes you bloody starving. When you do your back-to-back, you come home and you're like, well, you think to yourself, oh, I can eat whatever. And probably you end up being like at maintenance or a slight surplus because you're freaking starving. So I see people doing hits all the time. It's like good for you. That's great. But it just makes you so hungry. So with your walking and I guess you'll find that appetite's quite regulated rather than flogging it.
It's amazing. I just used to be somebody that felt like I was hungry all the time and I would eat, be like, I've just had this massive omelette and how can I be hungry again? Well, and now it's like I have my breakfast. Sometimes I forget and it's 2 o'clock and I'm like, I've got to have my lunch because otherwise it's going to be dinner and then I'm not going to be hungry for dinner. Yeah. So it's like, but I never would imagine that I'd be the type of person that would be thinking I had to look at the clock to make sure that I ate during the day because I feel satisfied. I don't feel like I'm killing my body and punishing it anymore. I really enjoy my walks and I enjoy the training. I've got my weight set has arrived for the next challenge. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Yeah. So you're getting ready for the next challenge. I mean, it starts really like basically tomorrow is the day. Where we can, well, I mean, whoever's listening to this, maybe it's already started, but game on.
Yeah, game on. I think that I've always loved that strength style of training anyway, because I feel, for me, it sort of feels like if I can lift that, it's like an outer strength and it builds some sort of inner strength as well, that I'm able to do that. I'm looking forward to getting into the programs but even just building in some of those simple things like the walking and just getting your eating on, getting with the plan. It's changed my life.
With that, just with those two things alone, the step count and just going on the plan with the food, which is really just, it's really anything you want, but just portion sizes. And I guess be conscious of what is actually going to nourish your body, that sort of thing.
But big time.
Tell me a little bit about the community that you've been involved with within the challenge and who you've met and all of that, because that'll be interesting for people that maybe feel alone and feel like there's no one to turn to, or that maybe even people that don't have anyone in their family that maybe supports their fitness journey.
Yeah.
So you get people like that. So
seriously, I think one of the things that kind of really keeps you involved in the challenge and in the challenge life is that there is that community. I remember from the first time I kind of posted sheepishly on the forum, you know, Max Maxine's forum, I am starting this yo-yo diet. Please don't judge me. And I just could not believe the amount. And they weren't just like, you'll be right or stick with it. Or they were really supportive, encouraging comments that somebody had taken the time to felt obviously as passionate as I do right now about being part of it and had really given me their top real encouragement to just go head on. I couldn't believe how supportive that was. And then when I started my Instagram page and the comments that I get on that and the messages from people that are just so encouraging, and I've got a great, I'm lucky to be part of a great mentoring group, the Lasso squad. Yep. Laura and Sue.
Shout out to Laura and Sue.
Oh, watch out. Their eagle eyes are everywhere. So they just set me straight from the beginning. They were like, no, we are watching you, and everything you do, you better just think that one of us is there watching you. So I would go to do something, you know, I'll just put a little bit of sauce on the side. Oh, fine, I won't put the sauce on the side.
That's so good. So, that adds up. All that adds up.
Yeah.
So even being conscious, it's like having a coach there, that just somebody that is going to keep you accountable, especially when you're learning and just getting rid of those little habits that just you can kind of easily get rid of, like even say the sauce. It's just a little bit of sauce, but it could be a couple of hundred calories.
Yes,
that's great that you had that support. And then obviously you loved listening to the podcasts and still do.
Yes.
So that's
Awesome. There's such a great support system with this channel. I think that's the biggest, you know, I've done other programs and been part of things before with this stuff, but this is like there's the expert guidance from you and Coach Steve that you get injected with every week to kind of keep you on track and keep you focused. There's all the stuff on the website. There's so much information, and you get the weekly emails with all of the tips and ideas and a focus for the week that you can kind of think about and mull over. Then you've got the people in the forum who've been there, done that, or that are just like you struggling along as well, that everybody kind of walks along to side by side, and somebody falls down, someone picks them up. There's no leaving anyone behind. And I've never been involved, you know, I'm not really one for these. I mean, I guess being an artist and having Facebook pages and public profiles and all that sort of stuff, it's like the social media thing kind of always had a bit of a place for me, as like this is somewhere where I kind of just put my stuff out there or whatever and get involved with my community. But to be involved in, I guess, a group like this where it is just so, they don't care about what I do for a living or anything else like that. It's all just encouraging and helping you to be the best that you can and get through it and make those positive changes in your life. And everyone can, the energy in the group is electric and it's contagious, and it's a lovely
good support. It's just it sounds like you found a place where you can just be and there's no judgment and all that sort of stuff. And how nice is that? That's really good.
Yeah, and exactly,
I find that too. I find it's a very positive community and people just want to learn. So
yeah,
what advice would you give someone who is just starting or is a little bit apprehensive?
Well, I was sort of thinking about this, and there's the kind of just do it, just take it one day at a time. But literally that whole one day at a time thing is so key. I kept going, oh, but I'm never going to, but I'm not going to, but I'm, and I remember Sue and Loz kept saying to me, just think about today. What are you putting in your mouth for today? How much water are you drinking today? How many steps did you do today? Just where did you get your training done today? What did you do today to lead to be where you want to be at the end of this challenge? That's all that matters. Don't overcomplicate it. And I think that sort of overflows into keeping things really simple. Like at the beginning, when we got our nutrition program, I went through, I'm a pescatarian, so I knew it was going to be a little bit, I'd have to find the things that would work for me. So I did my filters in the Google Sheet, found the foods that I could eat, pulled the things that I liked out into another document. And then I had kind of like my building blocks of like, okay, well, these are my protein choices. I can have fish, prawns. I mean, I know I could anyway, but it had my serving sizes next to it. I just knew that it was kind of like, okay, there's my serving sizes. my energy. I kind of broke it out a bit and thought, okay, well, what carbs can I have? What, okay, these are the serving sizes, and just break it out and then make yourself those 5 or 6 meals that you really enjoy, because it's just yummy food. And I can't believe I had to unlearn that carbs are bad. I had to do this big thing.
Yeah,
carbs get such a bad rap.
Such a big one. And then it's almost like, as a coach, you have to say, well, it's not working the way that you're doing it, so why don't you introduce that food group just in case? You can always back out of it. You can leave carb town, but just check.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, if you're doing the low carb type stuff, there's so many calories involved with the extra fats and other things. And if you're doing, say, like keto, you might think, oh, yeah, I can have the bacon and the eggs. And it's like, wait a minute, what calories are you having?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. And the density of the food, that's the difference. It's like, I make this massive bowl, all these veggies, beautiful, yummy, lots of protein, keeps you really full for longer and longer and longer. And and I can have some rice with it. I can have some pasta with it. I can have a wrap. I can have pizza every night if I want.
And you look so good. Like, people have to go and check out your Instagram, your Maxine's Journey one, but also your what's your music one?
I've got a bit of a sneaky alter ego. So my music name is Hayley Jensen, and so that's my music profile as well. So all the music's out there if people want to go and check it out and have some good tunes for their walks and that sort of stuff too.
That is so good, because thanks for that, because I'm always looking for things to listen to other than my own podcast. I can't take it anymore. So anything, like, I just can't wait to have a bit of a listen. And I'm so proud of you. It's such a great honor to speak to you and just to see the success that you've had just with that mindset, take it one day at a time. It's just absolutely brilliant. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do for the 6-week challenge. Can't wait.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. It's been nice to have a couple of weeks where I've had a wine on the weekend or what have you, but I've still kept my diet good and on plan, and because I don't want to eat anything else. This is crazy. Like, I can't believe that I'm even saying it, but every other challenge I've done, I've got to the end of it and gone, I can't wait to have this, or I can't wait to have that. I just don't feel like that this time, because I know that what I've done has fueled my body and made me feel better. And why would I want to ruin that with something else? So I'm really excited too to be out. Now I've got my set here at home. Gyms are still closed, but I've got my weights here at home, and I've got everything that I need to kind of, to just really go hard again and see where we get to.
So what program are you going to do this time? Same?
I think I'll probably just do the same. I really liked the training program last time with that. It had a good mix of different things in it. I think I've probably still got a little bit of weight that I'd like to shift in certain places. But, I felt like it was just a really good kind of well-rounded program for me. So.
And then when gyms reopen, you can maybe have a go at the other one, you know, like down the track. That's the good thing about the programs that you can
But that's it. I love the idea of the deadlift.
SPD. Oh my God, I'd love it if you did that. That would be the best. Deadlifting. Have you ever deadlifted before? Like, are you a deadlifter?
It's my favorite exercise. Oh my God, me. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it so much. I've only got 50 kilos here at home, but I listened to you the other day on a challenge podcast, and you were saying you might be sitting there thinking, oh, I can only get 20 kilos or whatever from a lot of stuff sold out or whatever. But it was like, well, if you're not going to do it with 20, you might be able to do 100, good on you. But if you're not going to do it with that, then you'll go back to the gym and you won't be doing anything. And I thought, better get these.
More reps of the 50, and by the time you get back to the gym, that you'll have kept everything. But, it's been so good to talk to you today, Hayley. I really appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
I know that you've inspired heaps of people and will continue to. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm inspired by you, and I'm just so grateful for this amazing program. And you guys are awesome. So thank you very much. As I say, very honored to be part of the Challenge podcast.
Yay. You can listen to yourself while you're walking. Yes.
I'll go back and re-listen to one of the others.
Me too. Thanks, Hayley.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.